New York Hippodrome, Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast present for your enjoyment a radio version of Jumbo, the most spectacular theatrical production of a generation. Bigger than a show, better than a circus. From Maine to California, these same Texaco dealers serve you Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. The gasoline that meets United States government specifications for fire engines and ambulances. Save time, battery, and gasoline this winter with quick-starting Fire Chief. An actual audience of 4,500 people is gathered tonight for another exciting, hilarious Jumbo Fire Chief show. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, Arthur Sinclair, APK, George Watts, and others. This is the day set by the United States Marshal to receive a first payment for back income taxes. John A. Considine is still short of funds, but his circus plays on. In the first act of the show is the supreme thrill of the big top, Diavolo, the daredevil of the high wire, performing 50 feet in the air over an uncovered cage of ferocious lions.
Razorback!
Ready, boss!
Rouseabout!
Ready, boss!
Men with the rifles!
Ready, boss!
Doctor and nurse!
Ready, boss!
Fetter up, boys!
When the United States Marshal's coming for a first payment on your back income taxes.
Don't worry, Jericho. Even though we're without money, my lucky star is watching over me. My cousin William D. Marshall is coming to this circus today. He's got plenty of money, and I'm sure if we make the right impression on him, he'll help us out.
Ah, that's great news, Mr. Considine. When do you expect him?
Any minute. In case you run into him, Jericho, remember the name. William D. Marshall.
William D. Marshall. He isn't the United States Marshal, is he?
No. Marshall is only his name. And above all, don't let Brainy Bowers know anything about this. He's sure to do something to spoil it.
All right, Mr. Considine. Look, here comes Brainy now.
Let's be on our way. And keep an eye out for my cousin. Come on, Jellicoe.
Mr. Considine. Mr. Jellicoe. Why is everybody avoiding me? Me, Brainy Bowers. I'm as welcome as a colored telegram.
Pardon me, sir. I'm a stranger here.
I'm always glad to meet a stranger. Why, some of my best friends are strangers.
Well, let me introduce myself. I'm William D. Marshall,
William the Marshal? Oh, a federal agent. A limit of the law.
No, no. I've come here to take over the circus.
That's what I thought. The minute you walked into the tent, I knew there was something queer about you. Let me see your badge.
Why, I have no badge. And why do you keep looking at me like that? Didn't you ever see anyone like me before?
Sure. But I had to pay a dime admission.
How dare you, you brazen imbecile?
Them words means fight.
All right. Why, for 2 cents, I'd knock you cold.
For 2 cents? A professional, huh?
I'll have to leave. I can't carry on a conversation with an idiot.
Stick around. I can't.
This is the last straw. You tell John A. Considine that his cousin, William D. Marshall, was here, ready to invest $50,000 in his circus, but that now he won't get a penny.
Did you say Marshall?
Of course I said Marshall.
I thought you said Marshall.
I did say Marshall.
Oh, Marshall. Well, that makes all the difference in the world. You're just the man I can talk high finance to. Listen to me. Joan Crawford, Gene Howell, Mae West.
Why, what does that mean?
I'm talking big figures.
Oh.
Here's where Brainy Bowers, the super salesman, puts it over.
You don't have to give me any sales talk. I'm perfectly willing to help out my cousin without security.
Oh, no. I'll give you my note.
I don't want your note.
I insist. I'll get my uncle to endorse it. He's in the coal business.
What branch of the coal business?
He collects ashes.
Look, I'm perfectly willing to invest in the circus.
That ain't regular, Mr. Marshall. You can't invest any money till I convince you.
But you don't have to convince me.
You're a stubborn man, Mr. Marshall.
I put up the money at once if you'd stop annoying me.
It's you who's annoying me. I'm trying to sell you an interest.
And I'm trying to buy one.
Well, if you're going to talk like that, we can't get together.
I can see why nobody would put up money with Mr. Considine with an idiot like you around.
Is that so? I once went into partnership with a man, and 6 months later, he was a millionaire.
A millionaire? And was he a poor man when you started with him?
No, he was a multimillionaire.
Oh! Well, after talking to you, I've decided to leave. And you can tell Mr. Considine that I'm not going to invest $1 in his circus.
That'll serve you right. It'll teach you a lesson once and for all.
What lesson?
That you don't know how to put over a deal.
Oh. Mickey. Mickey.
Yes, Matt?
I've been looking all over the lot for you.
I've been with Dad trying to cheer him up.
Why? What's the matter now? I thought his cousin, William Marshall, was going to help him save the circus.
He was. But Brainy Bowers spoke to him and Dad's cousin left in a huff.
Oh, cheer up, Mickey. We've got each other, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't know. Now nothing can stop your father from buying his house. I don't know what'll happen to us if we lose the circus.
No matter what happens, I'll always be near you.
I wish I could believe you, Matt.
Mickey, I've loved you since the day you were born. We were children together. We grew up together. And my love for you grew with the years. Mickey, a love like that can never die.
Yeah, I have to believe you, Matt. Because that's the way I feel about you.
With all my heart, I say I love you dearly. For I am yours sincerely. With all my heart. Why, oh, wherefore, you're all I'll ever
gift of it to Mr. Considine's cousin.
Don't worry, Jellicoe. I'll redeem myself like a pawn ticket. I got a new feature for the circus. Rainy, believe it or not, Bowers. The man who brings you the strangest oddities in the world.
Well, what kind of an oddity are you going to present tonight?
Believe it or not, a grand hotel for animals.
A grand hotel for animals? Why, there's no such thing.
Of course there is. I'll tell you how I found it. One day when I was hunting in India, I came face to face with a lion. I had no ammunition, so I just stared at him. And believe it or not, he never touched me.
He never touched you? How do you account for it?
Well, sometimes I think it was because I was sitting on the branch of a very tall tree.
Oh.
Anyway, that night I came to a hotel in the jungle. It was run by an old elephant with one tusk. And while I was registering, a swordfish walked in.
A swordfish walked in?
Yeah, he was out fishing and caught a 6-foot man. No. Then an animal picked up my bag. It was a furry black animal with a white stripe and a bushy tail.
Was it a large animal?
No, it was a small animal and not to be sniffed at. And on the back porch, believe it or not, I saw two moths talking.
Moths talking?
Yeah. They were chewing the rag. Jellicoe, did you know the moth is the most bashful animal in the world?
A moth is bashful? Well, how's that?
When summer comes, just open your closet and look at your old bathing suit. You'll always find the moth has taken a back seat.
Well, I can't imagine a hotel for animals.
Jellicoe, I'll show you how it works. This is the Grand Jungle Hotel. Front.
Yes, Mr. Bowers.
Take up a dozen cans of beans to Billy the Goat. Never mind the beans. Just take up the cans.
Yes.
And by the way, Jellicoe, Max the Mule is always complaining about the service. That mule is always kicking.
Well, if he makes any more complaints, I'll simply ignore him. I'll turn my back on him.
Jellicoe, never turn your back on a mule. He'll get you in the end. And by the way, all the guests are complaining about Jumbo, the elephant.
Why?
Well, he writes the gossip column for the animal news. He's the Walter Winchell of the jungle. And he goes around poking his trunk over all the transoms.
Well, if he can't use the transoms, how will he get the news?
I'll teach him Walter Winchell's motto. Of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Good heavens, Mr. Bowers. Look at Mrs. Helen Hen standing in the lobby cackling.
Ah, that old hen is just showing off.
Why, what do you mean?
They just laid a cornerstone across the street. And she's trying to make the neighbors think she did it.
Mr. Considine.
What is it, Jellicoe?
I've seen the United States Marshal prowling around the tent.
There's nothing I can do, Jellicoe. No matter what my personal grief is, the show must go on. Is the next scene set up in the arena?
Yes, Mr. Considine.
Then I'll announce the act. Ladies and gentlemen, we present for your delectation a gay musical spectacle. The ring is filled with acrobats, clowns, and jugglers, all doing their tricks to the merry strains of Just One of Those Things. Thank you. conjure to your mind's eye a picture of love through the ages. The arena is filled with young and old, silver-haired men and women, with boys and girls with hair of gold, riding on horseback along an avenue of trees, while the young boys of today sing the old love songs of yesterday. Sweetheart, 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 will you love me ever? Will you remember the day when we were happy in May, my dearest one? Sweetheart, 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 though our paths may sever, William D. Marshall came here to save the circus, and you talked him out of it.
I realize it, Chief. And I felt so terrible that I went out and threw myself in front of a train.
And how is it you weren't killed?
The train was backing up.
Listen, the Marshal will definitely auction off our circus this time, and then what will you do?
Don't worry about me, Chief. I can always go back to my old job.
Your old job? What's that?
Looking for work. Besides, you forget, Chief, that I got a 5% interest in a technical filling station in Albuquerque.
Well, I hope you handle it better than you handle my affairs.
That's a different thing, Chief. Technical filling stations depend on service.
Service? What kind of service?
Why, Chief, when I pulled into a technical service station, six guys rushed out. One guy started shining the radiator. Another guy started shining the windshield. Two guys started shining the hubcaps. And when I stuck my foot out, some guy started shining my shoe. What efficiency! What an enterprise!
Well, I wish we had a little of that efficiency here. Then the Marshal wouldn't come and confiscate all the money at the box office.
Don't worry. He won't get that money, Chief. I hit it.
Well, here comes the Marshal, and I leave you to handle him.
That's okay. It's a battle of wits, and he's coming unarmed.
Randy Bowers, you're just the man I want to see.
How are you, Marshal? You don't know how I missed you.
What happened to all the money you took into the box office?
We didn't take in any money.
One more crack like that and I'll pull you in.
Listen, you can't bully me. I was a detective once myself.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, yeah? I'd have still been on the force. Only one day I was sent out to catch a Louis the Rat. And he held me up. He stole my watch, my money, and my ring.
You had a gun, didn't you?
Sure. But I had that gun hidden so well, he couldn't find it.
I knew you were a coward. You're too yellow to fight.
Is that so? Here, I'll show you the wound I got in the war.
Show it to me.
Right
show
here.
It. Show it to me.
Right here.
I don't see any wound.
What's the difference? It's on my cousin's leg.
I thought so.
Oh, yeah? I come from a family of heroes. Look at this medal for bravery.
How'd you get it?
It was handed down from my great-grandfather. He found it.
Cut out the nonsense. I want to ask you some questions, young fella. Now, on the...
It's a lie.
Not so fast. I haven't seen Mr. Considine around. He's been dodging me. What do you know of his whereabouts?
I think they're in the laundry.
Say, how would you like to spend a year in Atlanta?
I can't do it. I gotta visit my dentist every 6 months.
Listen, wise guy. You're gonna get 2 years extra for that crack.
It's always that way. The innocent gets punished. My brother-in-law got 3 years in jail for sneezing.
That's ridiculous. How could anybody be arrested for sneezing?
Well, he was in a bank. And he sneezed so loud, he woke up the night watchman.
I see. Now, what about the box office money? You're gonna tell me where it is? Or will I have to take you to jail?
Listen, I know the law as well as anybody. And I'll prove I'm innocent. Why, the strong man of the circus was unjustly accused of stealing a trunk. It was just an out-and-out frame-up. And I got him off.
How?
With my legal ingenuity. First, I proved that he never took the trunk. Second, I proved it was broken when he took it. And third, I proved it was in perfect condition. What word is that? I got it conditioned when he returned it.
You're quite a lawyer. What did he pay you for your services?
He gave me the trunk. And now, I'll prove that I didn't take the money from the box office.
And what if you do prove that you didn't take the money from the box office?
Then I can keep it. What?
$100 in cash, you'd want to know where that money would go and just what you'd get back in return. And yet every year you spend at least that much and probably more on gasoline. So to be consistent, you should give the same consideration to each purchase of gasoline as you would to something new for the home, a rug, a radio, a refrigerator. But how, you ask, can you ever be sure about gasoline? Well, here's the way. Buy Texaco Fire Chief. It meets United States government specifications for emergency use. Get a tank full of Fire Chief. Remember, when you buy a Fire Chief, you're not guessing. You're buying just as scientifically as the United States government itself. Drive with Texaco and save. It certainly looks as though Brainy Bowers is in hot water again. Tune in next Tuesday and find out what happened. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program tonight featured Bob Lawrence, Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks, Adolf Deutsch musical director, all under the supervision of Billy Rose. Remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
Texaco music with the numbers Just One of Those Things from Jubilee and With All My Heart from Her Master's Voice. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.